The Green Party in Mexico is pressing for the death penalty for kidnappers who torture, mutilate or murder their victims. If this measure is adopted by the country's legislators, it would reverse a 2005 decision to formally scrap capital punishment. It's been almost 50 years since anyone was executed in Mexico. More than 5,600 people were killed by drug traffickers in Mexico last year, and analysts say Mexico is now the most dangerous country in the world for kidnapping. But 97% of the country's kidnapping cases go unresolved by the police. One of the reasons many critics of the death penalty question its effectiveness in deterring crime. But public anger is fueling the debate. A poll conducted last year found that more than 70% of those asked supported the death penalty. The Green Party has launched a hotline to inform the public on the issue. It's received thousands of calls supporting the death penalty for kidnappers who brutalize their victims. Green Party leader Jorge Emilio González says voters are demanding a fitting deterrent to counteract these vicious crimes.
It's not the only answer, but it's part of the answer. It's a message that we're going strong. They are going to think twice. If they know that they get caught and in 6, 8 months, 1 year, they are going to the death penalty, they think twice.
Green Party Vice Coordinator Diego Cobo explains the legislative proposals specifically designed to protect kidnapping victims.
The purpose of our proposal is not to kill criminals. The first purpose of our proposal is to protect the victim, to tell the criminal, that if he kills his victim, he's going to be killed also. So the first effect of our proposal is the protection of the victim, the life of the victim.
College of Mexico International Studies Department Professor Lorenzo Mayer is a specialist in the history of Mexico's political development. He says Mexico's police forces are too corrupt and its legal system way too fragile to consider using the death penalty.
In Mexico, the only people that are in jail, well, not the only, but basically 95% are poor. And nobody trusts the judicial system. So introduce the death penalty here and you will have a lot of executions that are unfair. In the case of Mexico, it could be really criminal to introduce the death penalty with this kind of judicial system.
Lawyer Alonso Aguilar Zinza agrees with Mayer. He says the death penalty is not the way for Mexico's legal system to progress.
Criminals are a product of the society. And something is failing in the society if you have a criminal. You don't have the right to have a revenge if you have problems in the society. You have to resolve the problems, not revenge, because eye for eye is not the position of a modern state.
Outrage over kidnapping in Mexico surged last year after the kidnapping and murder of 14-year-old Fernando Martí. After his wealthy family paid a substantial ransom, the boy was murdered. Those subsequently arrested included the commander of a police detective unit based at Mexico City's International Airport. In the aftermath of the crime, the murdered boy's father demanded politicians do more to curb kidnapping or quit their well-paid jobs. Thousands of people dressed in white marched through Mexico City last year, as they had during the previous administration of President Vicente Fox, but the rampant level of kidnappings has not decreased. The death penalty issue is due to be debated in Mexico's Congress in the coming days. For VOA News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.